Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. My apologies if I sound a little croaky today during the show. I have a spot of the summer flu that I'm battling to shake. So if I have a little splatter, or perhaps you think even that I might sound a little sexy, that is why. So my apologies in advance, but that is not going to deter me from bringing you all the latest and greatest news of what's on the go in and around Joburg. So first things first, hold the phone. Demi Lee Nell Peters, who went to compete in Miss Universe, won it yesterday. Oh my goodness, this was the best news that I could possibly wake up to. I'm such a firm supporter of Demi Lee. She's the most amazing girl. She is so, so sweet, so humble, all the way from Sedgefield in the Western Cape. She is now the most beautiful girl in the entire universe. I am so proud of you, Demi Lee. Well done. You looked absolutely beautiful. You answered the questions absolutely perfectly. And they can honestly, I feel, be no better ambassador for our country. So, of course, Demi Lee is now no longer Miss South Africa. Our runner-up, Adair van Heerden, is now Miss South Africa. And Demi Lee is going to be taking up residence in a beautiful apartment in New York and representing South Africa as Miss Universe. We have not had a title in 39 years. Margaret Gardner was the first South African to win the title in 1978. The pageant was held in Las Vegas in the US, and Demi Lee competed against 91 other contestants from around the globe. And this was actually the biggest number of entrants in the history of the competition. And yeah, well done, Demi Lee. Runners up were Miss Colombia, who was the first princess, and Miss Jamaica, the second princess. Congrats, Demi Lee. So, so proud of you. If you want to find out more about Miss South Africa, you can head on over to the suninternational.com webpage and check it out. There will be screenings on today, Tuesday, November the 28th at 8 o'clock on Vuzu, which is DSTV channel 116. And again on Saturday, December the 2nd at 3. Yay. We like winning things. If you are looking for something fun to do this evening, then you may want to try a beer and chocolate tasting. Yes, really, beer and chocolate. This actually sounds pretty yummy, I must say. And one of my favorite beer hangouts, Stanley Beer Yard and Chocolosa, have come together to present a truly unique experience, a chocolate and beer pairing. Come with an open mind and experience it, and you may well actually be pleasantly surprised. So that is taking place this evening. That's the 28th of November at 7 p.m. at Stanley Beer Yard in Mill Park. Tickets are 150 Rand. That's for your beer and your chocolate. And bookings are on Quicket. I've also got the booking link and the post on my site. So if you head on over to heatherhook.com and click on the beer and chocolate tasting tab, you can go and check that out. Something else that's coming up this week that you do not want to miss is the Stellenbosch at Summer Place. Now, this is set to be an absolutely spectacular event. I went through last year, and I'm working tomorrow night, which means I'm not going to be able to go. But this doesn't mean that you have to miss out. So Joburg's High Society will be gathering for one of the City of Gold's premier lifestyle events this Wednesday, November the 29th, when Stellenbosch wineries descend on Summer Place. And it is brought to you by Sanlam Private Wealth, and transforms this absolutely plush Gauteng venue into a stylish winelands rendezvous. This is a one-night-only showcase not to be missed. Did I mention that? Don't miss it, okay? It's going to be absolutely epic. So Stellenbosch at Summer Place gets underway at 6:30 tomorrow, the 29th of November. Summer Place is located in Hyde Park at 69 Melville Road. Tickets to Stellenbosch at Summer Place are available at 600 Rand each. That's through ticketpros.co.za. And your ticket price includes tasting some dishes by five absolutely fantastic chefs. There's canapes, there's a huge cheese buffet, and access to over 100 wines, and the opportunity to meet some of South Africa's food and wine rock stars. Unfortunately, I won't be there, but I'm sure the rest of my team and the rest of the guys that I work with will be there. So do make sure that you've got your tickets to attend Stellenbosch at Summer Place, November the 29th from 6:30 onwards. It promises to be an absolute blast, and Summer Place is just the most amazing venue. If you're looking for something else cool to do this week and you are getting into that festive spirit and you feel like a little bit of Christmas is heading your way, then you want to make sure that you head through to the absolutely stunning Monte Casino's annual Christmas Village. Yay! So this is a true celebration of the festive season with loads to eat, loads of treats, champagne, craft beer, decorations, ornaments, arts and crafts, handmade toys, jewelry, clothes, gingerbread houses, everything that you could possibly want to kick off your festive season in the right way. So this is running at Monte Casino Wednesday the 29th of November through to Sunday 3rd of December. Times are 4 to 9 on Wednesday and Thursday, from 2 to 9 on Friday, and then from midday to 9 p.m. on Saturday, and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Don't worry, everything is on my site. Head on over to heatherhook.com and click on the Monty's Christmas Village is back and go get all your times there. There's also loads to do. They've put up a big screen on the piazza, and there's going to be movies at 6 p.m. every day, except on Sunday when the movie's at 4 p.m., and loads to keep the little kiddies entertained. So Frozen, Sing, Trolls, Finding Dory, it's going to be loads of fun. You can also get more information on tohosan.com/Monte Casino. So I'm looking forward to heading through to that, and I think that's going to be loads of fun. I've got some Christmas shopping I need to do. More stuff coming your way this week, and one that I'm actually very excited for, the inaugural Cradle Contemporary Art Fair, which is going to be held going forward three times a year, launches this week, yay, Thursday, November the 30th to Sunday, December the 3rd, and it is hosted at the absolutely stunning Cradle Boutique Hotel just outside of Joburg. So there are going to be works on display by leading and emerging contemporary artists, among them John Moore, Aiken Masuko, Karen Dempsey Greenwood, loads more, and all the proceeds of the sales are going to go to the African Digital Education Trust Fund, which is a non-profit organization that aims to give kids accessible education using technology. Yay. So the hotel will also be opening a new permanent art space called the Cradle Art Gallery during the exhibition, and that'll be open going forward. So if you want to find out a little bit more about the artists and what's going on, please head on over to heatherhook.com and check out the Cradle Contemporary Art Fair post. I'm really, really excited, and this hotel is absolutely beautiful. There's also loads on the go besides just the art exhibition. There's a craft beer pairing dinner on Friday, December the 1st. There's a fabulous four-course wine pairing dinner on Saturday, December the 2nd. There's a posh picnic and jazz on December the 2nd, and Cameron Bruce is going to be playing there, former Idols contestant. And there's loads to do. Take the kids along as well. There's a Cradle Explorers Club, which will have the kids going on a little exploratory two-hour nature walk. And yeah, it looks like it's absolutely going to be tons of fun. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. So you can check out their website, cradlehotel.co.za, or you can give them a call, 087-353-9599. It sounds like loads of fun, and I'm looking forward to checking out the Cradle Boutique Hotel as well. It looks absolutely stunning. So for those of you who are slightly older, like me, and we won't say how old, you may well remember artist Garth Taylor, who basically burst onto the scene sort of 20 years ago when the rest of us were stomping around in Doc Martens and checked shirts. Garth was wowing the world with his sublime voice, his talent at performing multiple instruments, and churning out hit after hit songs, which he wrote as well, might I add. Talk about a talented man. So his song that everybody remembers him for is Why, which stayed on radio charts for 5 consecutive weeks and received extensive airplay on South African radio stations, and majority of people actually thought he was an international artist. Go figure. So Garth is back and doing absolutely amazing things. And I was lucky enough to catch up with him last week and have a little chat to him and find out more about where he's going, where he's been, and what we can expect from Garth Taylor in the future. We are with Garth Taylor.
who I may have had a bit of a crush on back in the day. Just saying. Back in the day.
No way.
Gok, you are doing amazing things. What's coming out? What can we expect? What's next?
Well, thanks, first of all, that I'm doing amazing things. Sounds good.
You're up on the stage. You're not like just not like sitting at home and doing nothing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Monday night, say. Well, you know what? I've had a bit of a tough journey the last 10 years, I'd say. My sister fought cancer for just under 6 years, and she lost her fight in August 2013. So, obviously, before 2013, I was just focusing on family and trying to help, you know, out where I could, and, you know, my brain was a bit scrambled. And after she passed away, it was also scrambled, but I managed to find my feet. In mid-2014, I started writing, and I finished writing and producing the album at the end of 2015, and started releasing singles through 2016. Mm-hmm. And gradually, I've been finding my feet again in the industry. It's a thing when you are out of it for a while, that you kind of lose touch with current sounds.
Does it change that drastically?
Oh, wow.
Literally,
between the time that I didn't take off from music, I just really wasn't focusing. I was focusing on my sister and family. But I found that the music industry just changed. Like, all music changed. Everyone, I thought I was quite current. So when I started writing the album, and by the time I'd finished writing the album, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not even sure people are going to like this, because it's, you know, I'm still living back 5 years.
Yeah.
And, but obviously getting used to it now. I've been releasing songs this year, and I intend to release a whole bunch more next year, hopefully in the form of an album. We're still toying with the idea whether we're going to make a 20-year anniversary album, because
that
next
would be
year,
cool, yeah.
Next year is my 20 years in the industry as a recording artist album. As you can see, I'm getting old. That's why you don't have a crush anymore. But I was hoping to try and look like a George Clooney. Obviously, I failed that. You know, George Clooney is only okay, really got old and looked better, you know.
I don't know.
I'm letting the grey come through, you know. But yeah,
rocking the grey.
Yeah, I'm trying to. So next year, we're toying up whether we're going to be releasing singles or making a 20-year anniversary album. But either way, there's going to be a whole bunch of new songs. And
Curse is doing amazing stuff. I'm hearing it everywhere. So.
Stronger.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's. I mean, it's
that
like
feel.
Everywhere. So.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, that's a good example of how I've managed to really grab hold of the industry, because it's quite a current sounding song, and I've got a couple more up my sleeve like that.
Good.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to producing those.
And you're going to be here every Monday.
Yes.
Okay. For the next little while.
Yeah, for a few Mondays during the December. You know. People that stay behind in Johannesburg often don't have anything to do.
Yes, well,
you know, so.
And I think a lot of people are staying behind now, like with the current economic situation.
Oh God, and Cape Town without border.
Yes, I know, yeah. I know. Oh, friends of mine just cancelled their holiday as well. They were like, no.
So you're
here, you're around, you're doing stuff. And if people want to get hold of you, check you out, where's your website, social media?
Yeah, well, the best thing to do is Facebook follow. I'm trying to get people on my Facebook that really want to be there. You know, I've not ever been one of those guys that go out and buy likes and things like that. So slowly but steadily, my Facebook page has increased in likes and followers and fans and friends. So that's the best way for me, because, you know, everyone that's on there wants to be there. It's actually a nice platform. You know, I try not to put too much nonsense on. But if you want to know where I am, then that's the best way.
Okay.
Yeah, I do lots of stuff on my Facebook page, similar to Bruno Mars. Anything from my little charity boxing matches to car karaoke.
How did that go, by the way?
I won.
Did you?
Yes,
oh, good.
Yeah.
I never even got the press release about that. I got the thing you were doing, the blue collar boxing or whatever it was, and I never got the final.
Oh, what a drag. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, well done.
Yeah, no. I did win the fight.
Funds raised?
I managed to raise 12,000 rand.
Okay, well done.
It's quite cool for stepping into the ring. So,
But you fight all the time, right?
No, I don't.
All the time. But, I mean, you're relatively fit and you're at it.
I train, yeah. I actually instruct. I train. I own a kickboxing studio and I teach people how to fight.
Okay.
That's for self-defense, you know. I stand against bullying and abuse.
Yeah.
So my club's actually called the Suba, which is abuse turned around. It's spelled backwards.
Okay.
And the tagline is Suba, turn it around. So if people are bullied, if they generally like have low self-esteem, you know, they're being picked on, etc. Kids to women to guys, even.
Yeah.
I'll teach you how to fight.
Okay.
So I generally train all the time. So stepping into the ring wasn't too hard. I mean, I did train hard for
it.
because, you know, being I do kickboxing and that's boxing.
So yeah, so it's a train bit of a,
yeah, yeah, it's a...
Do you not, like, while you're doing it, do you not just want to, like, kick somebody?
Yeah.
By, like, accident?
Yes.
Or not accident?
Yeah, no, yeah, you do.
So it has me.
You do. You run out of things to do, you know. You,
yeah, you just kind of like, hey, I can't do that.
I want to kick, and you've got to, like, focus.
Well done. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Well done. And your website is?
It's guartater.com.
Okay, that's perfect. Your... If people want to go check you out.
Yeah.
Cool.
You can also type .co.za. It goes to the same place. You know, I've just made one website for both the addresses.
Okay. Perfect. Cool. Awesome. Thank you.
So I was mildly fangirling there, and I was also coming down with flu, and I was feeling so ill. So, I stumbled a bit around there, and a testament to the crush that I may have had on Garth like 20 years ago. It was absolutely fantastic to catch up with him. So do make sure to check him out. He's on his website, of course, garthtaylor.com, and he's going to be performing at Catsy's every Monday evening, and it was loads of fun, I must say. So do pop in and check it out. Keeping with music and a date that maybe you want to diarize, Mafeki Zolo are heading to Silver Star on the 2nd of December, and they're actually also celebrating their 20 years in the industry this year, and they're going to be performing at Silver Star on Saturday, the 2nd of December, backed by a live band and energetic dancers, and this is going to be kicking off their 2017-2018 tour. They have also launched their new album, which is aptly titled Mafeki Zolo 20, and fans can expect the duo to perform evergreen songs as well as some amazing new material in the first performance of this tour. So that is taking place 2nd of December, 7 o'clock, tickets from 280 Rand per person. Mafeki Zolo celebrating 20 years. Tickets are available from silverstar.co.za. That sounds like it's going to be loads of fun. Another date you want to diarize, also at Silver Star, might I add, Barry Hilton is heading there on the 15th of December. One of South Africans' favorite comedians, and he has the absolutely amazing gift of the gab. He's exceptionally funny. His expressions and impressions will have you rolling in the aisles, and he hasn't even opened his mouth to say a word. So he has also been traveling around the world doing absolutely fantastic things, and I'm excited to see him back on local shores, and that is, as I said, at Silver Star on Saturday, the 15th of December. Tickets are available at silverstar.co.za, and they are 150 Rand per person. There's also some great stuff going on currently at Silver Star at the moment. They are offering, there's some discount on food, and there's a whole bunch of promotions and stuff running. So do head on over to heatherhook.com and check out my Barry Hilton post, and you can get all your details there. And then last but not least, and if you, like me, like your healthy food, and I have spoken a couple of times on the show, in fact, I actually even chatted to Gary Jackson a couple of months ago, the owner of Jackson's Real Food Market in Bryanston, they have just opened their doors in Kyalami. Woohoo! I love businesses that are expanding. It means they're doing something right, especially in today's economic climate. And I'm a regular at their store in Bryanston, and I'm just so excited that they have opened their doors at the newly developed Kyalami Corner Shopping Center. And it looks like an absolutely, absolutely amazing store. Of course, like all the Jackson stores, they have the most amazing fresh food. They have an organic produce section from local farmers. There's an in-house florist, organically grown fruits and vegetables, grass-fed meat, sustainable line-caught fresh fish. They've got a smoked bacon and cold meats bar. They've got outdoor-reared eggs and loads more. So they cater for a whole variety of different dietary lifestyles. And they also make homemade-ready gourmet meals that you can take and eat at home. And just if you, like me, trying to bant, or you on some, you know, you've got some allergies and that kind of stuff, you definitely want to check out Jackson's Real Food Market. And now that they've just opened in Kyalami, if you live out that side, that's an added bonus for you. So yay, well done to Gary Jackson and the team continuing to evolve and continuing to grow. I'm very, very proud of you. Hang out with Heather listeners. That is it from me for this week. Do make sure to catch up with me on social media. I am on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I am also on Facebook, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. You can catch up with all my happenings. And my website, of course, heatherhook.com. I'll be back with you next week. I've got loads in store plans. And we're heading into the festive season. So there may be a couple of surprises heading your way. So do stay tuned. It's going to be epic. As always, I wish you a fantastic week. Stay warm, stay dry, and I'll be back with you soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.